Rav Yehuda Shara Lemilvul B'Tchila B'Yankov. Rav Yehuda was Matzeh B'Yerishayna Yankov. Amar Apapi Mishmei Derav Alaytehna B'Yankov T'Shari Yav Shabbos Zasser. Don't think it's only what's on Yankov and Shabbos is Zasser. Du'adin Dessal Abhi Shabbos Nami Shari. U'mayt T'Shahaya Kachaya. So we're going to have a machlaikas here. Rav Papi and Rav Papa. The Papi holds that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Papa Mishmei Derava Amar Yom Tov Shari B'Shabbos Aser. So we have here a Machlaikis, who's the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? I guess the Chiddush is to be Mechalik. Which way is the Chiddush? Which way is the Chiddush? That Yom Tov and Shabbos should be the same or should be different? I guess you have to explain why it's different. Why should there be any difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov? What? That's the question. Why is Yom Tov different? Why should Yom Tov be the same as the other exceptions? That's what the Gemara is going to get into. The Mashiach asks that Chayyur is a Pashta difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos, we had earlier a day, a Shita, that you're not allowed to get married because of Shema Yishchei Benayit. On Shabbos, we said that you're not allowed to get married because Shema Yishchei Benayit, you're going to make a Suda. And you might end up not having enough food and you're going to come to Shechta birth. So on Shabbos, we're afraid Shem Yishchei Benayit. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to Shechta Benayit. So why don't we say the difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov? Very pashut. Shabbos, we're going to Shem Yishchei Benayit, and Yom Tov, we're not going to. Why don't the Gemara say this chesmon? So he answers, Rashi answers, because on Erev, before you're talking about getting married, Erev Shabbos and Mitzray Shabbos. Because there the concern, here the concern is the bia. The other concern was the marriage. So what's the case? You're getting married on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, so we say we're not going to Shem Yishchei Benayit. The concern there was that if you're going to get married on Mitzray Shabbos, you can make the Suda Mitzray Shabbos. Then we're going to be guys to Shem Yishchei Benayit. You might make a Shechitas Benayit for Mitzray Shabbos. Right? You might be Shechitas Benayit for Mitzray Shabbos. So that's also on Yom Tov too. When is the Suda? The Suda is... Well, what are we talking about here? The Suda is what? If the Suda is Mitzray Shabbos, Mitzray Yom Tov is the same problem. Now Shechitas Yom Tov for Mitzray Yom Tov. Elamai was talking about getting married Erev Shabbos. So I guess it should use the Lashon Erev Shabbos in the Gemara. The Gemara used the Lashon of Shabbos. So vice versa, that we're not talking about the Suda, we're only talking about the Bia. So that's why we're assuming it's not Al Shem Yishchei Benayit. Now I'm mentioning this because we sort of forgot Yesh Shem Yishchei Benayit already. We sort of forgot the whole thing. That was the previous Suda. This Suda seems to ignore Shem Yishchei Benayit totally. The Gemara here gets into a different reason. Amar Papi Mishmei Derava. I'm sorry. Amar Papi Lura Papa. My Gaita. Metoich. Shutcha Chabur Otoich Hashem Mishalai Yisaira. Ala Meyata Masa Shmuta Lashit Mogu Bebiyante. Shutcha Chabur Otoich Hashem Mishalai Yisaira. We have to explain Metoich here. You know, it's like we just went through Hilchot Shabbos and we talked about two big rules of Hilchot Shabbos. Yom Tov, there are also two klalim which tend to become confused by people. And what we'll try to do is let's just talk about these klalim. Taisus here and Dibra Masa Mitaych goes into it. What does Mitaych mean? What's Mutar on Yom Tov that's also on Shabbos? Taisus says, Ach Asher Yochel Chol Nefesh Hu Levadei Yochel Lachem. That on Yom Tov, Oichel Nefesh is different than Shabbos. It's the only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Ach, Asher Yochel, Oichel Nefesh, Hu Levadei Yochel Lachem. We carry things that are not food. We carry tissues, we carry keys, we don't eat them. Teretz is, this is concept of mitaych. Mitaych, shehutra l'tzayrach, hutra nami shalatzayrach. Once the Torah was matier, these things l'tzayrach, we matter them shalatzayrach. Now, the biggest mistake people make is that they think you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov Shalai L'Tzayrach. Not true. Not carrying on to Finale. The word Shalai L'Tzayrach in Mitayach means Tehshu Shalai L'Tzayrach Eichol Nefesh Hutrinami Shalai L'Tzayrach Eichol Nefesh. That these things which I'm looked for Eichol Nefesh, I'm looked also for non-Eichol Nefesh purpose. But it has to be a Tzayrach Hayayim. It has to be a tzarech of the day. Those are the first words of Tzayt. Pirish, the tzarech ha'chol nefesh, and ha'shalai tzarech ha'nefesh. Ovovachi a tzarech ha'nasayay. It's got to be a tzarech of Yantif. It's also to carry on Yantif for the next day. Somebody goes to shul on Yantif to Mincha, to daven a Mincha normally is around Shkia time, it's also to carry your keys to Mincha, your house keys. That's why you carry your house keys. If you daven Mincha Ma'ariv, you come back home. But that's already carrying on Yom Tov for the next day. That's the Mitzvah. It's also to carry on. Just like I can't carry on Shabbos, now I carry on Yom Tov for the next day. You're only permitted to carry on Yom Tov for that day. And that's probably the biggest toss that people make in Hilchos Yom Tov. They think Mitzvah Shalal Tzayrach, Shinami Shalal Tzayrach. Mitzvah Shalal Tzayrach. Mitzvah Shalal Tzayrach Achila. But it's got to be a Tzayrach Hayyam. People. A young married couple go to the seder, they're two sederim. So one seder they go to parents, and the other seder go to in-laws. So they end up walking on Yom Tov. They walk from parents to in-laws. They carry with them their kippel or their the haggadah or whatever it is they're carrying, the pajamas. So that's awesome. Not allowed to carry on Yom Tov for the next day. Of course, if you carry pajamas and you're machmir to go to sleep in the afternoon, so you have a tzarech hayayim. But you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov for the next day. If the person wants to walk, he can put on his kippel and walk where wearing it. Wearing it in that carry. But carrying for tzarech machar is also, it's not a machlaikis, there's no two shittas. It's also to carry one day of Yom Tov for the next day. No machlaikis about it. The heter of mitaych is that once it's mitafayach on nefesh, it's mutter for non-Eichel Nefesh purpose. The problem is that we will have a very hard time coming up with a svara. What's a svara of Mitaych? Did I say a svara? Mitaych Shehotra, since you're allowed to carry for food, but so Mimela, you're allowed to carry not for food. A svara for that, anybody have any clue? I don't know what it says.
On
Tumat Tumat,
if you sell
it out,
it's not
wine.
Where
do you get the answer to spread it out? Spread it out. What?
Can you get
the whole thing of the
food
again? That could be. And the Ramban learns this way, the Ramban of Chumash learns Acha sheyaycho l'chol nefesh l'vada yeyasa l'chem means those malachis which are oichol nefesh tika malachis are mutter. In other words, there are four malachis that are generally needed for food. Shchita, Havara, the light of fire to cook, Bishul, and Itzah. Generally, for food purposes, all week, a person is interested in eating. So what do you need? Which of the 39 malachis do you need to eat? So basically, you need Shchita, Havara, Bishul, and Itzah. Those four malachas are generally needed for Eichel Nefesh. So the Ramban learns that Ach Ashiyachel L'chol Nefesh U'Levadi Yachel L'chem means if it's a Eichel Nefesh Dika Malacha, it's Mutter. If it's one of the malachas, which is an eichel nefesh type malacha, then it's worth a tiyantin. What? Maybe I'll answer the question. If this is the way the Rabban learned. To levadi yafu achem, you could do it lochemi for your purposes. It's something that you need. You have the Rabban's learning.
Only for
achilas, that means carrying tissues. So it's not only, in other words, those achilas malachas are mutter. Let's say lighting a fire is mutter, because it's generally an echel nefesh tikka malacha. Now you might want to light a fire so you could see, or light a candle so you could see. But since havara is an echel nefesh tikka malacha, it's mutter. According to this sheet of the Ramban, the only malachis that are mutter for echel nefesh are these four malachis, and that's it. Let's say somebody wants to do tzviya, he wants to dye something, or he wants to sew. If somebody's making a stuffed chicken, he wants to sew up the chicken or turkey, whatever it is, it'll be awesome. Because sewing, you could have a chitimsa where you're doing it for food, but sewing is not a echel nefesh malacha. It's a clothing malacha. That's not mutter according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, the only malachis that you're allowed to do for Tzarek Echel Nefesh are these four malachis, which are Echel Nefesh, Tikka Malachis, and everything else is awesome. You certainly don't say Mitzarek by anything else.
Why don't include all these levels?
I'll get to that. This is the Shita of the Ramban and the Me'ivim, that only certain malachis are mutter, and that's it. The sheet of Taisus and Masech Shabbos of the Tzadik Hei. Taisus says that you're allowed to make butter on Yom Tov. You're allowed to make butter out of milk on Yom Tov. How do you, what malach is it of making butter out of milk? How do you make butter out of milk? You churn the butter. Churning is a malacha of a bainah. It's bainah, you're makabit, you gather the suspended thick particles that are in the milk, and by churning it you bring them together, you gather them together and you make them into one davar gush, into one bar of butter. So that's bainah. So Taisus says you're allowed to make butter on Yom Tov, and not only that, Taisus holds that at least in the Torah you're allowed to build on Yom Tov. Let's say a person sukkah falls down. He wants to build a sukkah on Yom Tov. So Taisus says, "Mitzayach shuntra bainah l'tzayach, chachur nami shloimah." Since bainah is mutter to make butter, so bainah is mutter to build a sukkah. Taisus holds that you say mitzayach even by malachis that you just find one echetim tzavachal nefesh. That means Taisus doesn't learn like the Ramban. Taisus apparently learns that any echel nefesh is mutter. And I don't know what the Sfar of the Taich is exactly like Taisus. But Taisus holds that any Eichel Nefesh, look at any Malacha of Eichel Nefesh, according to Taisus, you'd be allowed to, if you want to stuff a turkey or a chicken, you'd be allowed to sew it up. Afterwards, and if you have to make a knot in order to make it stay together, you'd be allowed to. So we have a Machlaik, because you have two sheets here in the Rishayim, into how Mitzayich works. Now, if you want to say it in Lamdisha terms, the Ramban holds, Shant the Pasik, Achash Yechol Lechol Nefesh. The Ramban holds, Achila is a simen for the things that are mutter. The simen. Which malachas are mutter? The simen is, Achash Yechol Lechol Nefesh. Things that are Achila. Taisus holds that it's a, what do I mean, Yodah Tzasiba? Why are you allowed to do this? Because you need it for food. So you're allowed to churn milk and make butter? Yes, because you need it for food. Tzasiba, the reason it's mutter. Because if you need it for food, that's the reason it's mutter. Ramban holds, the Ramban, that's only a sin. So, this is the basic rule of Mitaych. Basically, we rarely have any case that we have to do something against it besides those four malachas. What happens if you have an apple tree in your backyard? Are you allowed to go out and pick off an apple on Yom Tov to eat? Which malacha is that? Kaitzer. I only mentioned four malachas. Shechita, Havara, Bishul, and Eitzah. What about Ketzira? What about cutting down something from a tree? So that's awesome. It's only, the heter is only Melisha Ve'elech. It's only mutter from the type of things a person does in their house. People who want apples don't, every time they're hungry, go out and pick an apple. An apple is something you pick once for a very long time. You pick it once, you pick it for a long time. So that's not mutter on yet. The sin is normally done once for long term. Is not mutter. Let's say you want to grind kernels into flour. Kernels of wheat into flour. You don't do that in Yom Tov. Because that's not something you do for Eichel Nefesh when you're preparing food. A lady doesn't go into a kitchen and say, okay, I'm going to bake a cake. Let me get some wheat and make it into flour. Generally, things are made into flour by the ton, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And then when you need it, you take. The heter of Eichel Nefesh is only those things that are in the house that you normally do b'shat ma'aseh. Elisha is also mutter. To lush, to knead a dough is mutter. There's no mitzayich really, because there's no other cases of lisha there. Not Eichel Nefesh generally. What? What about Bayer? So Bayer is a little complicated. Mm-hmm. There are coolers in Bayer. But basically, the mitayich that we find by four malachas. So this is the rule of mitayich, and this is an important rule that people have to know, that the heter is only the things that are tzarech hayayin. Has to be some type of a need for that guy. The second rule, which is mentioned here in Taisus, is the rule of hayol v'i mikloi archim chazibah. Hayol v'i mikloi archim chazibah means, again, it's misunderstood. What it means is, let's say you want to cook, you want to make latkes. How many latkes do you need? Say there are 10 people in the house. How many latkes does the average person eat? And two. What? How many you got? Alright. So let's say you figure for today you need 30 latkes. Alright, so you want to make 30. You make 30 latkes, then you figure, you know what? Let me make some more. I have some extras for tomorrow. So, Pasha Tatasi, and I'll cook for tomorrow. There's a cloud that hail the Enochloy Arsene Chazma. Since if more guests would come, it would be servable to them. It's therefore mutter min hatayra. Therefore mutter min hatayra. You're allowed to cook extra just because guests may come, even though you're going to put away for tomorrow. But since a guest may come, it's possible to serve it to them. Hayol vi miklay yachum chazilai. Therefore it's mutter min hatayra. But it's still also a drabon. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to cook based on how you'll be eating the club. This is a mistake that people have. They think there's such a rule, how you eat in the club. There is such a rule. It takes off the deraisa. It's called Rabbanan. It's still also Midrabanan, and that's what Taisus here brings, that Hayol is still also Midrabanan. You know, it's like we have Dovashen Miskavim, Lashin Tzichel Gufa, right? Dovashen Miskavim is Mutter, Lashin Tzichel Gufa makes it into a Rabbanan. So no chesiyantif, right? Telling you two rules. The rule of mitayich, which is mutter, the chaktiva. And there's the rule of hayol, which makes it into a drabana. Hayol is not matir anything, lamaisa. Just makes it from deraisa to drabana. They're not gemeinis. But those not gemeinis aside, the Rambam, when he brings mitayich, mentions only two malachis that you say mitayich by haitzah and havara, carrying and lighting the fire. Only haitzah and havara. And everybody jumps on the Rambam from our Gemara. Our Gemara, the Feirish, says mitayich by chabura, which is shechita. The Rambam only says mitayich by haitzah and havara. And our Gemara says Beferish that Chabura you also say Mitzvah. So there are a lot of Pupulim to answer it. But the most glatter way is to say Yeshua's Mahana. Yeshua says that the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that it's all four Amutas. What are the four again? Shchita, Bishul, Havar, and Isar. Of those four, the Rambam brings the two that are the biggest Kiddush, carrying and lighting a fire. The Shchita and Bishul are obviously for food, mostly for food. Hitzah and Havara, lighting fires, people light fires for heat and for light. People carry for any purpose. So the Rambam chaps on those two, but really he holds of all four. So basically, this is the rule. We have a rule of Metoich, and we have a rule of Hayom. Now, there's a sub-rule to Metoich, which our Gemara says, and that is that Metoich has to be Shavah L'chol Nefesh. That even when you say Metoich, it has to be a Hana, which is Shavah. What does Shavah L'chol Nefesh mean? What does Gemara say? What's that Shavah L'chol Nefesh? See it inside? Gemara is for Mugmer. What's Mugmer? What's Mugmer? Which Malacha? What's the Malacha of Mugmer? That you're burning the scent, you're putting it on fire. The Tereshu Chavar Al 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 Tereshu of Metoich, there must be something that most people would like. It's got to be something most people would like. Right? It's got to be something that most people would like. Mugmer, most people don't bother with, they don't like, and therefore it's awesome. Therefore it's awesome. It's got to be a davar hashav l'chol nefesh. Rashi says, Mugmer ein elo l'mefunakim. That means if you have only some people who like it, it's not a heter. Gotta be that everyone likes it. So of course the kasha is then, is there a heter on Yom Tov to cook broccoli? Most people don't like. So I have a raya that at the time of the Gemara they didn't eat broccoli. Because the Gemara asked Elam Yatim, is Amal like Tzvi? Why does he have some Tzvi? Could he have some broccoli? Most obvious kasha. But Akapanim, why is the Gemara answer? No, that's eating. All eating is Muslim. There's a big shayla in the Paiskim. It's a serious, I don't mean there's a joke, serious shayla in the Paiskim about whether it's mutter to smoke on Yom Tov. Is smoking a davar hashav l'chol nefesh? So is smoking something hashav l'chol nefesh? Do most people enjoy smoking? So there's a very big machlokes in the Paiskim. The Karbon Nisanol, it's worth seeing inside in Be'ah, Daf Yud Bey. It says it's Aser. It says it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The Lashon is, you see people who take a puff for the first time, he says, Yachuku V'yonu Kashikar. They start shaking like a shikar. You know, you have to remember, his time they didn't have filters on the cigarette. He says, they don't like it. He knows that smoking isn't in their eyes on Yom Tov. The big Meikel is the Pnei Yeshua. Who says it's mutter? Why is it mutter? So Pnei Yeshua writes that taka true, most people don't like to smoke. Nevertheless, the purpose of smoking, Pnei Yeshua says, is because it's a healthy thing to do. It helps digestion. Very good for the digestion. And doing things that are healthy is shavu l'chol nefesh. Everyone wants to be a healthy person. What? A healthy Pnei Yeshua says it's healthy. So therefore he says that that's the heter, that everyone needs something that's lebrius haguf, and therefore the Pnei Yeshua says, if you can look it up, Pnei Yeshua and Daf Yud Beis, we have Metoich is brought down in there. So that's the heter.
Then
it was healthy. Today it's probably still good for digestion. Which is another thing God forbid.
Why should be with it
today? What? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass him. The Mishnah Berurah brings both shittos, and he doesn't pass him. Kashayim of Shaila the Shaila Lechol Nefesh. You could argue about it. I guess a smoker would say that if you smoke a while, you'll see that it's enjoyable. It takes a while to get used to it.
Mr. Brewer was 60 years ago.
Mr. Brewer, yeah. So therefore, what? Maybe today. Well, but the health aspect is that that's still true. The fact that smoking helps digestion, whatever it is they're talking about, may still be true. And what can I tell you? Two sheets in the Pesach. Yeah. The Prima Gadda brings the Teshua Lahalacha. And the Ksav Sefer also, I think, would make them. There are the Amikilin and the Amechilin. Yes. When the belt says that only smokers are smoking yantif and not people don't smoke, they mean, could say sure everyone should be mutter. What they mean is being that it's a machlekes hafaiskin. So, but makom tzairich, it could be makel, smoker is a tzairich. It's painful to not to smoke. Somebody else, it's not a tzairich at all, so what's the hazard to smoke? Nafkamina is, you know what nafkamina is? Let's say you don't smoke. And a smoker asks you to do him a favor and light the cigarette from the candle. So you shouldn't do it. Somebody has a tzairich, he's saying nothing to make human, but for you. It's not a tzairich for you, so you shouldn't be saying nothing to make human. Alright, but this is these are the rules of the tzairich and the rules of hayil. Now, the big argument here, first let me finish. A few more nekudas that I didn't tell you. Again, we have the rule of the Taich and the rule of Hayom. What's it like, Tom? What? Okay, oh no, there's a miyot in the pasuk, Lachem v'loy l'rachrim and Lachem v'loy l'gvaya. You have two miyotim, Lachem. You're only permitted to cook on yantif for a yid. You're not allowed for a guy. You're not allowed to cook or carry for a dog. You're not allowed to do malacha legvaya for the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, it's also, I mean, the things that are the korbanos of that day, you're allowed to do. But anything else, you're not allowed to do malacha legvaya for the Rabbeinu Shalom Kavi Yachol. You're not allowed to do malacha either. Those are three miyutim. And they're important miyutim. Sometimes it can happen, a person has a guy, circumstance, a guy comes to a house, you're not allowed to cook for a guy. Not only that, Chazal says that you're not even allowed to invite a guy to a yomtif meal. Because of the gezeira, you might cook for him. He'll be embarrassed. Not enough latkes for him. So you're going to cook for him. So there's a gezeira, you're not allowed to invite a guy unless you tell the guy, you know, we're not cooking for you. Because we can't cook for you. So. But otherwise, these are three miyutim. Lachem v'loi l'gvaya, lachem v'loi l'klavim, lachem v'loi l'gai, l'nachrim. I told you we once had this guy in the Navi Shir who used to come, so he once asked me to come for a meal on Yom Tov. So before I said anything, he told me, I know you're not going to have me over for Yom Tov. So I'm not going to tell you which meal I'm coming for. I'll just pop in on you, and you know, and then you won't be able to prepare for me. So really, you know, the fact that I tell him, you know, I'm not going to cook for you is really a hazard, but that was his Yom Tov. But anyway, today you're allowed to cook for him already. He's here really today. But these are three miyutim. Now, what comes out as a big machlokes here in this Tosfos, which we're going to learn Sunday, is the question of malacha for a mitzvah. Are you allowed to do malacha for a mitzvah? Do you do malacha for a mitzvah? Well, yeah, if you do malacha for a mitzvah,
you
carry a lulav to shul, carry a towel. So we carry for a mitzvah. I look heavily look via. So we're going to have to get into that, whether you're allowed to carry for Tzarchei Mitzvah, which Tzarchei talks about. And what about for mitzvah d'rabbanan? That's what it talks about too. The dira has on yontif to carry for something that minat Torah is not a mitzvah. Excuse me? Pretend the yontif itself is a d'rabbanan. That's not such a big problem. But to carry for a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is that something which is mitzvah? So that we're going to get to in tight. The last topic, which we'll hopefully get to as well, in the bottom Tosfos, is the sugya of machshirei yechol nefesh. There's something called machshirei. You know what machshirei yechol nefesh are? What are machshirei? If you want to sharpen a knife, you want a yechal knife, it's not sharp. You want to sharpen it on yontif. Are you allowed to sharpen your knife on yontif? Now that's not yechol nefesh, because you don't eat the knife, but it's machshirei yechol nefesh. It's something which is used to prepare in order to. So the question is amachshim in mutter? Right, so these are the four in Yanim. Again, we have Metaych, Teshu Shosef, 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 Tzairech, and we have the Indian of Shavu Lachal Nefesh, which is in the Gemara here. We have Hayo, which is not mentioned in this Gemara, but it's mentioned in Taisis. Lachem Vulay Lugvaya is important. Again, because of Taisis, we're going to talk about Nitzachim Mitzvah Mota. And the Din of Machshirei Yechol Nefesh, which has to do with the bottom Taisis, which we'll see how much of this we get into for Sunday. Hashem, we'll get to this.